to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, November 26th, 2017.
There's an old joke that goes like this. The Pope has convened a gathering of religious leaders. The Russian Orthodox Patriarch is there, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the head of the Southern Baptist Convention, and others, and they're meeting to decide, how shall we all as Christians prepare for the second coming of Christ? Suddenly a cardinal rushes into the room. Your Holiness, there's an important phone call from you. For you. And he says, I told you I wasn't to be disturbed. But anyway, he goes out and takes the call. And when he comes back into the meeting, he is white as a ghost. And the other religious leaders say, Your Holiness, what's the matter? He says, well, I've got good news and bad news. The good news is Christ has returned. They say, that's wonderful. What's the bad news? The call came from Salt Lake City. God is full of surprises and rarely does what we expect. It's one of the hallmarks of the scriptural stories. There's always a twist, and it's no different in our gospel today. Today, on this last Sunday of the church year, as we lift up the concept, the idea of Christ the King, we have this parable from Matthew, this familiar and somewhat ominous parable. If you've ever traveled in Europe and gone to the great cathedrals, you walk in through the west door, and if you look above the west door, in about, I don't know, at least three quarters of the cathedrals, there is an image of this story. It's sort of the medieval version of Scared Straight. You walk into church through the Last Judgment with the goats being consigned to everlasting damnation and the sheep being welcomed into heaven. It's meant to motivate you, I think, to be more faithful and religious. I think we read this story as a story of judgment. It's not the image of Christ that we like to emphasize, is it? This idea of the stern judge sitting on the throne, separating the good from the bad. So what's going on in this? How is this story the gospel? How is it good news? For me, the essence of it is in this amazing and radical twist. This idea that Jesus, who does judge between the sheep and the goats, the sheep and the goats, if you read this carefully, don't know who they are, do they? Both groups have no clue who they are, which group they're in. It's not like the sheep are saying, hey, we're a bunch of sheep and look at those goats over there. Nobody knows the basis for this judgment. They're all clueless. In the end, what matters, what makes the difference, is whether they know Christ, whether they have a relationship with Christ. This is the image we get from Ezekiel as well, this beautiful image of the Good Shepherd. God is saying through the prophet Ezekiel that he now will be their shepherd. You know, there was a complicated history for the people of Israel with kings. If you remember back in your biblical history, the prophet Samuel was warning the people. They kept saying, we want to have a king like all the other kingdoms, right? We want to have a king like the Canaanites have kings. And Samuel said, have you seen their kings? Do you know what those kings do? Those kings take your land in taxes. Those kings take your sons to fight their wars. And those kings take your daughters to be in their harems. Are you really sure you want a king? Kingship and earthly leadership has been a fraught and difficult thing, I think, from that day to this. We don't have a lot of kings anymore, but we have a lot of leaders that we struggle to wrestle with of all kinds. We've seen betrayals in every aspect of society, politics and business and the church, you name it. Leaders have failed in their responsibility, have sat over and above the people they're called to serve, have forgotten that they are there to care for the institutions and the people that make them up. Ezekiel paints a very different picture of a leader, of a king, of a God who is intimately connected to the people. The good shepherd who knows the sheep, who seeks out the lost, who heals them, who restores them to good pasture and feeds them himself. This is the shepherd king that God gives us an image of in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, Ezekiel is saying, this is the relational nature that will make for the good news. And that's the way I read this gospel too. I do not in the end see it as a gospel of doom and gloom, but instead a gospel that reinforces that the one who sits on the throne in judgment is not someone set apart from our needs and our lives and our struggles, but the same one who knows us each by name. The same one who has sought us out. Remember all those stories of the Good Shepherd who leaves the 99 to find the one lost sheep? The Good Shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. The Good Shepherd who is the gate to protect the sheep from the wolves. The Good Shepherd who loves and lives with and dies for the sheep. That's the one who sits on the throne. That's the one who separates the sheep from the goats. That's the one whose voice calls the sheep together, and the one whose relationship with the sheep makes all the difference. And that's why this is such an amazing parable. Because in the end, I mean, lots of people have tried to figure out who are the sheep and the goats. You know, is it the Episcopalians and the Methodists? Is it the Christians and the non-Christians? Is it the good Christians and the bad Christians? Is it, who knows? What makes the difference is none of those earthly categories. What makes the difference is those who have had a relationship with Christ. Those who have done the right thing, even though they didn't know that it was Christ whom they were serving. For those who were here last Sunday, I had a real image of the kingdom of God. A young man came to church, very troubled, and came not because he's a Christian, not because he has the right theology or understanding of liturgy or any of that stuff. He came because he needed to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. He needed to be in a place that was safe. He needed to be in a community of people who were good people. And I watched as this congregation surrounded that young man and offered him love and compassion. I don't know what happened to him after last Sunday, but I do know that last Sunday he came to this place and met the Good Shepherd. He came to this place and encountered people who were struggling in all of our own ways to do the right thing, to love and to welcome the stranger, to care for those who are sick, to care for those who are grieving, for those who are hungry, and those who are naked, and even those who are in prison. Prisons come in many forms, and not all of them have bars. We may not be perfect, right? We may not know everything, we may not always do the right thing, but if we can hear the voice of the shepherd, if we can have, as St. Paul says in this beautiful epistle, the eyes of our hearts enlightened and can see and encounter Christ, then we will be okay. As Father Mike was reminding me today of the words of Julian of Norwich. Then all shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well. We are not saved by being perfect. We are saved through our relationship with the Good Shepherd, the one who is both the judge and the one who takes the judgment upon himself, and the one who knows us all more intimately than we know ourselves, and cares for us so deeply, and invites us to love one another and to see Christ in each other.